I'm giving it all she's got, Captain.
I can't breathe.
We need to pull it back to the lady. Hang on, we're gonna spin.
Not again. Gail, it's awesome.
Shouldn't we head back? I bet the others are home already. And I'd hate to get stuck out here in the dark.
I was hoping to take you to my favorite spot.
But haven't we seen all the birds in Texas?
This is wildlife, not birds.
Well, is it safe?
Sort of.
Well then, let's go!
You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and this is part two of How Big Is Your God? In our last episode...
This big activity room in the middle would be perfect for a church service, Donna.
But John, don't sign anything. Don't commit to anything. Don't do anything.
John Benty, how big is your God?
Charlie, come here.
What, Isaac?
Look up in that tree, in Mr. Pennington's yard.
What is it?
I think it's Ripcord the rooster. I didn't know roosters can go in trees. Remember Mr. Benty said that there was a wild rooster?
What's he doing?
He's pecking at those brown nuts. See? He just knocked one down.
Uh-oh.
We should chase him away. Mr. Pennington doesn't want him doing that.
I'm scared of that guy.
He's not home, Charlie. His car's gone. Come on.
Get out of there, Ripcord!
Good job, Isaac.
You know, we should help Mr. Pennington by picking up these nuts. I saw him working on it yesterday.
That guy is mean.
Jesus said to love our enemies.
Okay.
Here, put them in this bucket.
The waves were huge, Dad!
Really? Did you have a life jacket?
I didn't need one. Mr. Benty was a lifeguard.
How was your time, Jack and Susan?
Oh, it was so relaxing. I love this island.
Thanks for letting us get away for a couple of hours.
Glad to do it. You have wonderful kids.
I took some cool pictures of the harbor.
How'd they turn out?
Pretty good. Would have been better if I had the Super Shot 6000, though.
Well, keep saving your pennies.
Hope, get dressed. Where's your bathing suit?
It was itchy.
Oh, sweetie, you left a trail of sand from the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Let's go to our room and get you changed. Donna, I'm sorry for the mess.
Oh, we're used to it with the grandkids.
Where's Isaac and Charlie?
The last time I saw them, they were in the front yard.
Oh, no, they're in Pennington's yard.
And here comes the Pennington mobile right on cue.
You! What are you doing under my nut tree? Are you stealing my pecans?
No, we weren't stealing them, Mr. Pennington. We were helping you.
You bring that bucket here! Both of you, come here now!
Mr. Pennington, I'm so sorry.
Every day I have to chase away the rooster, and now I have two little squirrels with a bucket collecting them off my yard's ground!
Isaac, Charlie, what were you thinking?
Well, we wanted to help Mr. Pennington.
Yeah, we were picking up nuts for you.
Likely story, buddy.
Give me the bucket, son. Mr. Pennington, I'll make sure they stay out of your yard. I'm truly sorry, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Charlie. Let's go inside and wash your hands.
Sorry about that, John.
That was nothing compared to the chickens in his house. Now let's get inside before he decides to get his BB gun. The mean old grump.
When was Dale going to bring Ian and Kate?
I thought we agreed by dinner. But now that you mention it, I don't think we specified a time.
He told me they'd be back before dark. I wouldn't worry. Dale's been guiding his whole life with his dad. He knows these waters.
Well, would his parents be able to get in touch with him?
They're out of town this week. His dad asked me to check in on Dale every day. I think they're fine. They'll be back before dark.
If it makes you feel better, Susan, Dale's a certified EMT with the fire department. Oh, thanks, Donna. You know a mother's heart.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us another story, Mr. Benty, while we're waiting for them?
What about Ian and Kate?
Oh, they can read the blog.
All right. Everyone find a comfortable place. We could use one more couch, couldn't we?
I don't mind sitting on the floor.
Me too.
Okay. So, if you remember, We started the church in Mai Phu. Dr. Tung's congregation did a great job, and the new church began to grow. It occurred to me that we should be doing the same thing at other places on the island.
They were building developments like that all over Hong Kong.
1 week, we went to a place called the Wong Chuk Hong. It was a complex with 41,000 people. We walked around together and declared out loud, "We claim this land for God." And then we marched into the manager's building and said, "We want that bay down there for a church and a training center." And they gave it to us rent-free.
Wow. No way.
Yeah, we were a little surprised ourselves. So we got back into the VW Beetle and looked for another spot for another church. And we headed toward a place called Kwai Fong. Can you believe this? And they gave it to us rent-free.
I've never seen anything like it.
Lord, lead us to the next place you'd like a church. Well, that's never happened before. But what do we do?
Check the engine. I don't know.
Okay. Wait. Well, there's no engine.
Maybe it's in the back.
You're not a mechanic, are you, Walt?
Not really. Are you?
No, I'm not.
John, look where we stopped.
Another huge development.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Well, let's go. Excuse me, sir. We're looking for the manager.
I'm the manager. Stop where you are.
Huh?
You are missionary, and I don't like missionaries.
How do you know we're missionaries?
Yeah, maybe we're businessmen.
Get off now, before I throw you off.
Get out of here. Let's go.
This is it, guys. Karankahuna Cove.
Try saying that three times fast.
Karankahuna Cove, Karankahuna Cove, Karankahuna Cove.
Nice, Kate. What are we here to see? More birds?
Not birds. Well, not primarily birds. It's something much cooler.
Okay, Dale. I'm getting creeped out a little.
Don't worry, but be really quiet, okay?
Okay.
We need to get out. Just don't stand in the water too long.
Okay, now I'm really creeped out. What are they, piranhas?
No, Kate. There are no piranhas in Galveston.
See that bird platform over there?
The piece of plywood balanced precariously in a tree?
Yeah, that. Follow me. It's safe. Don't worry.
What are we looking for?
Just watch.
Check out that white bird.
Where?
It's about 10 yards from our boat.
That's an egret. That's the first one I've ever seen.
Guys, where'd the egret go?
Did you see that?
Dale, seriously, what's down there?
Whoa, look at the size of that thing! It's coming out of the water!
Folks, meet Tammy, the legendary alligator of Karankahuna Cove. But I didn't expect him to park next to our boat.
Him? He named Tammy?
Yeah, it's an acronym. Tammy stands for Terrible, Awful, Man-Eating Monster. Yikes!
He eats people?
Nah, he ain't hurt nobody.
Unless you're talking about birds or pet dogs.
We can't go down there. How are we gonna get home?
It's starting to get dark.
He'll move once he digests the bird.
Looks like the kids are in a bit of a pickle, treed by an alligator named Tammy. As they ponder their predicament, John Benty continues his story.
Do you think God made your car stop? At first I thought so, but when that guy chased you, I was a little confused.
So were we. This caused us to do what we should have done all along. After getting the car towed, we had a prayer meeting. While we prayed, I got an idea. It was this: to meet with the director in charge of all developments on the island and ask for permission to plant churches in all of them. So I paid a visit to the head office.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I'd like to speak with the director, please.
And what is his name?
John Benty.
Do you have an appointment with...
No, I don't.
The director is a very busy person and can't see you right now.
Well, I'll wait here until he has an opening.
Okay. Might wait a long time.
Excuse me, do you have a pencil?
Here you go.
Do you have one of those little sharpeners?
There's an electronic by Wall.
Well, thanks.
Mr. Benty! Pencil shop!
Do you have another pencil?
Here, take pen.
Thank you.
Mr. Benty, please stop clicking your pen.
Oh, sorry, it's a nervous habit.
Get pen back. Why you hum? No hum. No whistle, no hum. I say no stare. Stop tapping. No more candy. Don't touch that. You're doing it again.
Do you think he's available now?
Mr. Benty.
Do you think he's available now?
Benty.
Do you think he's available now?
Mr.
Do you think he's available now?
Mr. Benty.
Do you think he's available now?
Okay, I check.
Johnny Benty is in my office. You are not letting him in? Let him in.
The director will see you now.
Hey guys, this is Ian Brinkman. Recently I found a pretty cool verse, Romans 10:14. Basically it says that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him unless they hear about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? By this I can see it's pretty important for me to tell others about Jesus. Have you ever found a cool verse? Visit our website at brinkmanadventures.com and write us. And now, back to the adventure.
Hi, Johnny, how are you?
I'm fine.
How's your mother?
Fine, how's your mother?
She died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How's your father, Johnny?
He's fine. How's your... never mind.
You don't recognize me, do you, Johnny?
I wish I did, but no, I don't. I'm sorry.
Johnny, I was your babysitter when you were a little boy.
Miss Lammy!
Your parents led me to Jesus, but over the years, I stopped obeying him. Recently, I went to church and got right with God. Then I got this job. 3 weeks ago, I got down on my knees and prayed. I said, God, how can I help other people find Jesus? Then 3 weeks later, Johnny Benty walked in my office. Johnny, how can I help you?
We want to plant churches in the developments, starting with the one in Kwai Fong where a manager kicked me out.
I know that man. I'll take care of it. Go back there in 3 weeks.
What an answer to prayer.
I love how God lined it all up. It's incredible.
Did you go back to the mean guy who threw you out?
I did, but you'll have to wait to hear what happened. I think we need to talk about Kate and Ian.
Oh, thanks, John. What should we do?
Jack and I will go look for them. Their boat may have broken down. We can use their other airboat.
You know how to drive those?
Sure.
And you know where to look?
Well, I'm guessing he took them to the same spot that he took me. You know, the cove that I was telling you about?
Oh, yeah. Would you be able to find it?
Of course, it's not that far away. Hey, grab your jacket and let's go, Jack.
Can I come, Dad?
No, I think you need to stay here, bud.
What are you doing, Kate?
Oh, I was just praying.
Don't worry, he'll move. We'll get back.
I know, Dale. I'm not worried about that.
Well, what are you praying for, then?
You.
Me? Why are you praying for me?
Well, how do I say it? I found out that God loves me and cares about me. Now I love him. He's amazing. And I want you to experience him like I have.
Oh.
Oh. I can't figure out how to start this thing.
There's a safety switch under the dash.
Oh, you're right. Oh, there it is. How'd you know that?
Just looked it up on my phone.
Now how to get it in gear!
You okay?
Yeah, are you all right?
Yeah!
Woo! That was exciting, Jack. Hey, would you mind jumping out and pushing the bow while I ease back into the water?
Sure.
All I can say is I know he's real. I've seen him answer prayers. I've seen bad people become good people after meeting him. He changes everybody for the better.
Kate, no offense, but I'm not interested. I don't believe there's a God. Evolution explains things better.
There's a lot of evidence for the Creator, Dale.
Even if God does exist, why would I need him? My life is great. We've got plenty of money, I'm doing what I like to do, and I'm not interested in following a whole new set of rules.
It's not about a set of rules, Dale. It's about a relationship.
So you're telling me I could get to know God, but not have to do what he says?
Well, no, I guess not. That's not exactly what I meant.
Like I said, a whole new set of rules.
I guess I just don't see it that way. God made us. He knows what types of food we need to survive. He knows what things we need to do to stay healthy. He also knows what is harmful to us, and he's laid it all out in the Bible, sort of like an owner's manual.
Rules.
Call it what you want. All I know is, after getting to know him, I want to do things his way. I want to please him like I want to please my dad. And his way works. I'm a happier person when I do things his way, Dale.
I'm happiest when I do things Dale's way. Sorry, Kate. I'm just not buying it.
I hear a boat.
That sounds like one of our airboats. I bet they're looking for us. Listen.
I think it's getting quieter, though.
It's gotta be Mr. Benty. He passed us. The entrance to the cove is tricky, especially in the dark.
What should we do?
Nothing we can do, just wait.
Let me see your phone again!
Sure!
What is it doing? It's blank!
We've lost our signal!
Doesn't it save the map?
No!
Oh, that's no good!
Oh, great. What do we do now?
Check the engine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah. Did you fuel up before we left?
Yeah, that probably would have been a good idea.
Empty. And no cell service. Do we have an oar?
Nope. I wouldn't know which direction to paddle if we did.
Just ran out of gas.
How'd you know that?
I heard the engine stop. Wait, I hear it again. No, that's a different boat. That sounds like... No, it couldn't be.
John, it's Mr. Pennington.
What are you doing here?
The question is, what are you doing here, Benty?
Well, we were... I don't know. We ran out of fuel.
Really smart, John.
No, it wasn't very smart. What are you doing here?
Well, I saw Dale and a couple of those kids leave a few hours ago. Then I saw you take off. Well, it didn't take a rocket scientist. So I figured if I didn't do something, that nasty bus would never leave. Now catch this.
Pennington, your boat stinks.
I know. Ripcord's been living in it. Now tie it to your bow and hang on.
Kate! Ian!
Dad! We're up here!
What are you guys doing?
Careful, Mr. Benty. Tammy's right next to our boat. Been waiting for him to move.
That confounded alligator! Step behind me, Jack!
Did you hit him?
No, I just fired a warning shot. Do you have extra fuel?
Yes!
Well, then let's get this thing gassed up and get out of here.
Thank you.
Mr. Pennington, thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate what you did.
It wasn't anything.
Thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome, John.
We're leaving in the morning, so if we don't see you, take care, sir.
Good evening.
Wow. That was unexpected.
Did you three have enough to eat?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't realize how much I missed my mom's cooking.
Kate?
Oh, I'm full. That was delicious. Thanks, Mrs. Benty.
Ian?
May I have just a little more?
Oh, you bet.
Well, it's been a full day. It's really late. Do you want a bedtime story?
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Gracie, you asked what happened with the mean guy who threw me out.
Yeah, that guy who said he didn't like missionaries.
If you remember, Mrs. Lamb told me to go back there in 3 weeks. So I did. And there was this new manager that gave me a wonderful spot for a church.
That's great.
Yeah, but I was feeling a little bad about that other guy. You know, the one that threw me out. After all, I did get him fired.
Fired?
Well, that means his boss let him go.
Huh?
His boss took his job away and told him to leave.
Oh.
So I went back to Mrs. Lamb and asked her what happened to that guy. And she said I should go visit him. And she gave me his address, and so I did.
Mr. Benty, it's so good to see you. Please be seated.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry for how I treated you. You forgive?
Of course.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Well, that would be wonderful. Thank you, sir.
I have no idea what you said to Miss Lam, but I'm grateful.
What do you mean?
She gave me a promotion, and now I'm in charge of 2 of the biggest developments in Hong Kong. Thank you, Mr. Binti.
You're welcome.
And now I give you whatever you ask.
I was hoping to put a church in one of the developments that you manage.
I would like you to put a church in both of development.
I'll tell you what. I'll build a church in both only if you promise to come to one of the opening services and sit in the front row.
Did he?
He did. He sat in the front row. And that morning I preached like he was the only one in the room. And at the end of the service, he got down on his knees and accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
He became a faithful leader in that church. And today, as a result of those 2 churches, there are over 100 new churches and missionaries all over the world.
Oh, wow. That's
Jesus said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. It's been 190 years since the first Christians came. Today, there are over 100 million Christians in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He parted the sea, made the sun stand still, created the heavens and earth, helped David kill Goliath, turned water into wine, made the blind to see, the lame to walk, and he changes and transforms lives. Brinkman family. How big is your God?
After all that, he still wasn't buying it.
That's really sad, Kate.
I failed, Mom. And I didn't even get to the part about us being sinners and needing Jesus as our Savior.
Oh, honey, we can give the perfect gospel presentation and it still can be rejected. God uses us, but ultimately it's His Spirit that draws people and helps them understand. And yet, sadly, many people reject Him.
I hear Mr. Benty's stories, and I wonder why it didn't turn out that way for Dale.
In 1 Corinthians 3:6, the Apostle Paul writes, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." Sometimes you're just the first step in helping someone come to Jesus.
Thanks, Mom. I'm going to keep praying for Dale.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, an exciting family audio drama. And this has been part 2 of How Big Is Your God? While some of the characters are fictitious, How Big Is Your God is based on real events and real people. To find out more, visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com. Have you ever traveled through Mexico in a bus with chickens on the back?
Susan, we may have a problem here.
You're scaring me, Jack.
Hey, guys. That rooster is behind the bus, under the crate of hens. I think he wants to come with us.
The bus is smoking! The engine's on fire!
I wish that rooster would be quiet. It's not morning.
He crows all day long.
Be very careful. Between here and Belize, there is muchos bandidos.
Keep listening, and you just might.
Kids, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to him and share his good news until the whole world hears.